Hey you, are you wasting your time on social media again?
Your brothers and sisters in Islamnet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. There's a huge need for it in Norway. You know this and I know this. So that makes the reward even greater. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? This is a follow-up video from one that I've done before about issues relating to LGBTQ, especially pertaining to the Muslim community, the traditionalist Muslim. Oh, you could call it the Muslim community. And in the previous video that I made, I was speaking particularly about some approaches of some dawah organizations. I mentioned Ikna, I mentioned Yaqeen, I mentioned some figures of dawah, like Sheikh Yasser Qadhi and Sheikh Omar Suleiman and Dr. Jonathan Brown and other individuals who are, I would consider, big players in the dawah, at least, or in the public discourse, and rightfully so, because they have made many contributions which some of their detractors will never be able to make, let alone have made in the past. For example, Yasser Qadhi has done some great work, especially relating to the seerah that he's put up in the English language. I don't think almost anyone has done anything like that in terms of the effort and the output that was put into that and the originality and the research that must have been put into such a thing. Likewise, Omar Suleiman, mashallah, he's done really great work. And when it comes to the production quality of some of the things that have come out from Yaqeen, I think everyone agrees that it's really brilliant and excellent. And when he comes and speaks, especially when he storytells, and I have to say, it's really, really like inspirational the way he speaks about some of the prophets of the past and some of the companions of the past. MashaAllah, it's excellent. And Jonathan Brown, an excellent, A star, A grade academic who's done some really great work in the past. And I think a lot of the detractors that do attack these people may have perverse intentions, quite frankly. I mean, and I will repeat, will not in the future, let alone have in the past, be able to produce anything like what these individuals have produced in terms of their contribution to the Islamic discourse for the Muslim people. So we have benefited from that. And I think it's important to start with that kind of recognition, because these people have been in the da'wah and in the public space much longer than we have. And we have benefited. I have personally benefited so much from all three individuals, I must say. And so I don't want anyone to think that this is trying to, you know, cancel them or something like this. And wallahi, what do we gain from that? They're our friends. We have a good personal relationship with them. I've spoken to Yasser Qadhi twice. We've done two podcasts together. Jonathan Brown, I've done a podcast with him. We have a good personal relationship. There's no need or reason or personal gain that I get from this at all. Yani, at all. The second thing I'll say is they've done great work and they continue to do great work. And we don't want to disturb that great work. Now, having said all that, what I will say is this. There are some approaches which need to be examined. Okay, there are some approaches that need to be examined. Now, recently, I was very encouraged to find that after I done my first video, that Yaqeen actually done a webinar. Yaqeen done a webinar on LGBTQ issues. I think that was the name of the webinar. And they did clarify a lot of things. They've clarified the ahkam of same-sex relationships and so on. And I was very encouraged to see this clarification and happy. And really, I salute the effort and commend it genuinely. I'm not just saying that. And even Yasser Qadhi came out and made a video about transgenderism and the fatwas on that and so on. And honestly, I really appreciate the self-reflective nature of the Institute, that you've been able to do all that kind of thing. But what I will say is this. The level of clarification. There's a question I have to you. Is the level of clarification in line or commensurate with the level of doubt or shubha that has been created? This is a question from me to you. Is the level of clarification that has been provided commensurate or with the level of shubha that has been created? Now, you may ask, why should there be such a shubha when we have consistently made, you know, our points clear on the ahkam of same-sex relationships? I'll tell you why. And since I've had these conversations online, public conversations, which are on the public record, which people can watch, I'll give you three examples of it, in fact. The level of shubha or doubt has been created on account of some of the stances that Yaqeen have taken. For example, Jonathan Brown made an article or has written an article that was then put onto Yaqeen, which argued for the case of us supporting, as the Muslim community, same-sex marriage. Now, he says it wasn't an Islamic case and he put so many caveats. It wasn't quid pro quo and it wasn't this and so on. Nevertheless, it was an article that argued that Muslim people should vote for homosexual marriage in America or maybe elsewhere, okay? And it was on a website of an organization which was meant to represent the interests of the Muslim people, and it was really an apologetic organization which is meant to deal with the doubts of the people. If it is a political article, what is it doing on an Islamic website? Isn't that a shubha that is being created? So the question now which begs itself is, can Muslim people support such a thing which is antithetical to their own beliefs? Are you telling me that such a thing was not a shubha? It was a shubha, and the evidence of that is that it was removed subsequently after these discussions were had in the public sphere, after we had him on the MH podcast, after the Muslim community wasn't buying, quite frankly, the series of justifications that Jonathan Brown has put forward. It was removed. But it was removed without clarification. It was removed without consolation. It was removed without retraction, formal retraction. It was just inconspicuously removed. And is that enough? Is that sufficient for the Muslim community? I say no, it's not enough. After you've done something like that, which no Muslim scholar in the history of Islam has argued, you make an argument that no precedent has been given for jurisprudentially, and then you just remove it and then no clarification is given. I think that is, quite frankly, not fair on the Muslim community. A second example is, there's an entire framework that Amr Sulaiman has put forward on fruitful coalition building, he calls it. And it's still up there now. And he's got levels of it. And we're seeing Amr Sulaiman, you know, shake hands and hold hands and so on with members of the LGBTQ community, walking in parades and doing these practices and rituals and all this kind of things, which has been refuted for, and rightfully so, quite frankly. And then, is the level of apology and the level of clarification, was it in line with that? You have to ask yourself that question. Secondly, why is it the case that the only relationship that the big players of American dawah have had with homosexuals is one where they're A, either on the back foot, or B, trying to build coalitions? Is this really the Quranic model? Wallahi, it's not. Uqsum billahi al-azim. Wallahi, it is not. What would Lut say, alayhi salam, if he saw the state of da'wah is that the only thing the Muslims are doing with individuals who are self-proclaimed happily homosexuals is this? I don't think he'd, sorry to say, I'm so sorry, I don't think he would endorse that in the least. Why have you never given da'wah? Why have we never seen any of you give da'wah to individuals who are exhibiting this feeling from the non-Muslim community? True relationship building is not having a phony relationship based on disingenuous beliefs, or that you try and put the elephant under the carpet or something. No, true relationship building is where you agree to disagree. That is why the homosexual community, some of which they have no problem with me, it's all for the public record to see. I've had conversations with them in the public space, and after I've explained to them my entire ethos and all my beliefs, it's still agree to disagree, and it's actually happy days because there is tolerance in that community. I mean, it's not like they're completely intolerant to the Muslim people. Do you have such maybe fear that you'll be rejected by them, that you cannot even engage with them in a positive manner, telling them what Islam is? Why have we not seen one single video or something on the public record where you are challenging the beliefs and the stances and the practices of those individuals who we call brothers and sisters in humanity? If you really want the best for someone, you share what you think you have with them It's not, it's wallahi, it's that's the second criticism. So this is a weak approach. And this weakness was exhibited for all to see in the following clip, which I found was, wallahi, when I first saw it, I was very upset and angered on behalf of Sheikh Yasser Qadhi. Let's watch the clip together.
Do you see how that's problematic for a lot of people listening who'll say, you say they're welcome in your mosque, but they're welcome as sinners, and that makes people not feel very welcome.
It's not our job to judge others. I'm willing to allow them their rights. Are they willing to allow me my rights?
When you say you're willing to allow them their rights,
their political rights.
Support same-sex marriage?
I support the notion that the American government is not in charge of morality.
Okay, so you're not opposed to same-sex marriage?
Politically, yes, but morally, I don't agree with this. So there's a distinction.
But as a law of the land, you're not campaigning to change the law. I agree.
Of course not.
Do you think that, wallahi, this is fair, that a member of the so-called scholarly classes, the high echelons of Islamic intellectuality, is put in front of an individual, actually two of them, but let's focus on Linda Sarsour. An individual who is flirting with clandestine apostasy, and that she's putting you on the back foot. Wallahi, it breaks my heart to see that. She's putting you on the back foot, and she's mentioning things which have in them the potential for riddah, apostasy, and they're going unchallenged. This is an individual who's wearing a headscarf. She's in front of a man of deen, religion, and she's saying, we basically, to paraphrase, that she thinks the cause of homosexuality is the same Islamic cause.
You put that to Linda. You're an American Muslim civil rights activist. You campaign against Islamophobia and in favour of Muslim civil rights, but you also campaign against homophobia and in favour of LGBT rights. Do you see that as all part of the same struggle?
Absolutely, and I will say this about American Muslims. There has not been any coordinated campaign oppositional to the Supreme Court decision for same-sex marriage.
And you're not correcting that. In fact, you're just talking about your own track record and defending yourself, Yani, not even Islam, but quite frankly, yourself.
Well, let me put that point to Yasser.
Well, that's exactly what I've been doing, Linda. If you actually listen to the lectures that are on YouTube, I would say I'm one of the very few clerics that have very publicly said.
Do you think this is going to give Islam and Muslims izzah? Wallahi, uqsumu billah al-azim, it is not. It is a failed approach, and it's not an approach that is going to yield any positive effects. And it's likely to mark all of the good work you've done elsewhere. And I see that as a real tragedy, in fact. And it hurts me to say it. It hurts me to say it. But I'm angered and disappointed. And I never saw this video before. I only saw this quite recently. When I saw it, I was very disappointed, wallahi. To see a woman like that, yeah? A woman like that. Yani, put you on the back foot, Yasser Qadhi, in that way. Yeah, and you couldn't even ask her a couple of questions that would have put her directly on the back foot. Do you consider homosexuality as a sin? It would have. If she said yes, then it would. So how do you then you can follow up? If she said no, then you can excommunicate her. You can excommunicate her from the fold of Islam after you do Iqamah al-Hujjah, and then you put her on the back foot again. You strip her of the fake identity that then she would be putting upon herself. This is the izzah we require. This is the clear cut. Straight talking, qulu qawlan sadidan, that we need. It's not fair that the Muslims have this level of representation, quite frankly, on issues so topical as these. And then, you know, and then confusion is put in the atmosphere. So I've given you three clear-cut examples of why the shubha is as it is. Why the doubt has been created in the minds of the Muslims. The issue is not just an issue of ideology or belief. The issue is also an issue of attitude. What made the civil rights movement so successful was not just the arguments that black people were making, say, for example, in the 1960s. It was the spirit that they came with, the attitude that they came with, the confidence that they came with. If they had placid and docile and timid and weak attitudes, and their temperament wasn't fit for purpose, the civil rights movement wouldn't be what it is. No change would have been made. If they had shaken hands with the wrong people or tried to take protection and seek shelter from individuals who in their reality don't want the best for their own communities, it wouldn't have been as successful as it is. He'd tell you and all of us that these people are the sheep all the wolves in sheep's clothing. And he would tell us, if you take inspiration from him, to seek self-sufficiency after tawakkul from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is my final advice. My final advice to you guys is don't just change your approach, which of course you do need to change. You need to be more polemical, forthright. You need to put your position forward. Put them on the back foot. But not just that. Change your attitudes. Because if you don't start having a confident attitude to these issues, our people will suffer. Our people will suffer more than they have already suffered. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. This center, this masjid, this educational institution will act like a beacon of light, calling the Muslims in Norway back to the essence of Islam. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.